Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
We're on day two of our People unit. We're talking about Oprah Winfrey, a very, very famous and very popular businesswoman in America and actually all around the world. She's pretty famous. She had a talk show for many, many years, and now she actually owns her own television station.
Ooh.
How's that? It's on cable, but that's what she did after she left her very popular talk show. People were sad that she ended it. But I think she needed a change in her life. Everybody gets tired of doing the same thing over and over, and that's what happened to Oprah. She wanted a bigger challenge. Actually, her television station is not doing that well.
Oh, no.
It doesn't mean that everything she touches turns to gold, but most things that Oprah has tried her hand at have been successful. We're going to be talking about some of the things she's done throughout her career.
Let's do that. Let's talk some more about Oprah Winfrey today. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. Oprah became a household name in America, and she developed a legion of fans. On her show, Oprah professed her love for certain things, which she called her favorite things, and as soon as she mentioned something, fans would quickly run out to buy it. This continued with Oprah's Book Club, a segment on the show where Oprah would select a book, usually a novel, and discuss it. Sales of the selected books skyrocketed, and people soon realized that almost everything Oprah touched turned to gold. They termed the phenomenon the Oprah Effect. Since Oprah's show was so popular, she was able to create different ventures and soon amassed a fortune. The poor girl who grew up on welfare was a millionaire at 32 and in 2010 became the richest self-made woman in America. All of this wealth let her engage in philanthropy. In 1998, she created Oprah's Angel Network, a charity which supported a number of causes. 6 years later, Oprah filmed a Christmas episode of her show in which she traveled to South Africa. On her 21-day trip, she and her crew went to orphanages and schools in impoverished areas, donating 50,000 Christmas presents to poor children. Oprah's latest work was co-starring in the film The Butler, about a White House butler named Cecil Gaines, who worked at the White House for 34 years. Winfrey portrays Cecil's wife Gloria, and she raised eyebrows with her acting talent. Although Oprah's show is no longer on the air, her profound impact on modern culture will no doubt continue to be felt.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. Our first sentence here says, Oprah became a household name in America, and she developed a legion of fans. If you're a household name, it means everybody knows who you are. You're very famous. You're very familiar to people. It's kind of interesting that when people are on TV, they become well-known very quickly. So she became a household name, at least in America. Eventually, people around the world knew who she was because they also showed her talk show in other countries. It says here she also developed a legion of fans. Legion here is a noun. It just means a large number of people. We often use it when we're talking about fans that someone has. Oh, they have a legion of fans. Lots and lots of people like them.
Right. Legion originally meant a group of Roman soldiers in ancient times, but nowadays legion here, as you said, just means a lot of people, a legion of fans. And on her show, Oprah professed her love for certain things, which she called her favorite things, which I'm sure she was referring to maybe the Sound of Music there. These are a few of my favorite things, perhaps sung by Julie Andrews. But in any case, she professed her love for certain things. And if you profess, in this case here, it just kind of means you tell people about this thing. You could profess certain things if you know a lot about them. Do you profess to be an expert on economics, for example? But here she professed her love. She let people know about these things, that she loved certain things, and she called them her favorite things.
Yeah, it's very close to professor, someone who knows a lot about something and teaches others. We often will use profess with love. You'll often see that verb with love, to profess love for somebody or something. I love that section in her show called Favorite Things. Well, what happened is she had so many people watching. As soon as she would mention a product that she loved, that she tried, people would think, well, if Oprah likes it, I'll like it too. And they would run out to the store and find it. If you mention something, it just means you're talking about something briefly. Maybe you're writing about something, referring to something. But it's usually in a brief way. You don't talk about it for a long time. She didn't have to say too much. As soon as she would recommend something, people would run out and buy it.
And you'd probably get extremely excited if you were the boss of the company that produced that product, because
yeah.
you would become probably rich overnight, because people would quickly run out to buy it. So they would do this. This is what they would do. They heard about this. Well, if Oprah likes this thing, then it must be good. I'm going to go out and buy it. They would run out to buy it. They would rush out to buy it. They would go out to try to purchase it before it was sold out.
Well, this continued when she started something she called the Oprah's Book Club. So her book club was just a part of the show where she would select a book, usually a novel. She had read it and would discuss it. It was like having a book club on TV. You know, sometimes we have book clubs with our friends, and we all read the book, and we get together, and we discuss it, the parts we liked, what we thought about the themes in it. That's what she'd do on her show. A segment just means a part of something. It's one part of something that can be divided into different sections. We'll often talk about segments of the market, or a final segment of the book. Here she had a part of her show where she'd just talk about one particular book. Usually it was a novel, it was fiction, and she'd have the author come on. And as soon as she had her book club on TV, that book would shoot up to number one.
Indeed, as it says here, sales of the selected books skyrocketed. A rocket, of course, is a special kind of machine that can go up into space. And skyrocket is another term for that, but here it's being used as a verb. To skyrocket means it just goes up really fast. Sales just went up. They went through the roof. And, of course, these books became bestsellers. And people soon realized that almost everything Oprah touched turned to gold. So if she mentioned this on her program, of course, lots of people went out to buy it. That's kind of the Midas touch, right? When King Midas touched things, they turned into gold. They started saying that about Oprah. If she mentioned these things in her program, hey, those things sold a lot. They sold like hotcakes, and they termed the phenomenon the Oprah effect. Term. Interesting here. It's being used as a verb. That just means they called this phenomenon. They gave this phenomenon a name, and it was called the Oprah effect.
Phenomenon is an interesting word. It just means some sort of interesting fact or event that you can see happening, but it's unusual. It's kind of difficult to explain or fully understand. So they called it the phenomenon. We'd never seen something like this before. If someone just mentioned something, it would immediately sell very well. So, of course, the companies of these products loved Oprah, because they had a lot more sales. If she would recommend something on her show, it would suddenly be very popular. And it was called the Oprah effect.
Cool. Well, let's move on to the next paragraph here. Since Oprah's show was so popular, because it was so popular, she was able to create different ventures and soon amassed a fortune. So in this sentence here, we have the word venture. Ventures, that's the plural form of the word venture. We're not talking about the 60s twangy guitar group called The Ventures, Walk, Don't Run, that hit they had.
Never heard of that group, Tom.
Never heard of them. Some people may have if they're old enough, but in any case here, a venture is kind of some kind of business undertaking. It's going to be risky usually. You might lose some money on it. So, yes, we have venture capitalism, for example, people trying to invest money in different things, and they're taking a chance. They're not sure if they're going to make some money. But here she created these different business ventures, but they were successful, and she soon amassed a fortune.
Amass. We usually use this verb with a fortune, to amass a fortune. You'll often see this verb used with fortune. It just means you're gathering or collecting a large amount of something, usually money. You amass that money for yourself. She amassed a fortune. She is very wealthy. Not many people can afford to start their own TV station, which is what she has done. But she worked hard. She also has her own magazine in America called Oprah, which
Ooh,
makes sense.
How original.
She's on every cover. That's kind of what she does. Well, the poor girl, we talked about her background in our first program. She was very poor. And this poor girl, who grew up on welfare, was a millionaire at age 32. It's pretty fast, huh?
Yeah, welfare, of course, is a system of the government where poor people get money and things from the government to help them survive, help them find jobs and stuff like that. So, yes, she was poor in Mississippi growing up on welfare, but hey, she was a millionaire when she was only 32. And in 2010, just a couple of years ago, she became the richest self-made woman in America. If you're self-made, that means you have become rich and successful all because of your own efforts. You did not inherit things from your rich father or rich grandfather. You started from nothing and you made your own fortune with your own two hands.
I love those people. It's very encouraging to see that people who come from very poor backgrounds can become wealthy if you work hard and you keep working hard, you don't give up. Sometimes that can happen to people, especially in America. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看 Oprah 她的故事。Oprah Winfrey 这个名字其实已经是家喻户晓了，所以我们说她是一个 household name。大家都知道她有很多的粉丝。这一边提到很多人、很多的粉丝，她用到 a legion of fans。我觉得这个用法很有趣，因为 legion 通常讲的是军团。那你如果有一大群的粉丝，其实你不一定要用 a lot of, plenty of 这种常用的量词，你可以讲 a legion of, 这样就表示人数众多。我们再来看到下面有一个结构，当然我们谈的 Oprah 她非常的有影响力，她只要一提到什么大家就会跟着去买。那说到这里又讲到她还有一个 Oprah's Book Club， 这代表的是读书的读书会。那我们看这个读书会啊，它里头它要解释它是什么的时候，在文章里看到 Oprah's Book Club 接下来一个逗点，然后提到 a segment on the show where Oprah would select a book， 然后再逗点 usually a novel etc etc。 我们看看这个地方啊，逗点后面其实用的是一个同位语的用法。我们经常为了要解释一个名词，然后后面呢就接一个逗点，然后接一个解释它的这个内容。像这边就是为了解释它的所谓的欧普拉书友会究竟是什么呢？它后面逗点讲的这个同位语说，哦，这是它节目当中的一部分，然后在这里 Oprah 会选一本书等等等。好，所以注意到这种同位语的用法其实还蛮常见的。再来下面这一段呢，他又说到了，因为他的节目很受欢迎，所以当然他可以从事不同的商业冒险活动，而且迅速累积财富。那他谈到这个人，他以前是这么的贫穷，从一个穷人家出生的小孩，原来是靠什么长大呢？靠社会福利。那这边我们就提到这个介系词 on， 因为他这边说到 the poor girl who grew up on welfare。On 为什么要用这个介系词？其实我们看到 on， 它将经常会跟 rely on、depend on 这种的含义结合在一起，所以就相当于我们中文说是依靠、依赖什么。所以这边讲靠社会福利长大 on welfare。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson, everybody. We're talking about Oprah Winfrey today. And remember, she started off poor growing up in Mississippi, but she was a self-made millionaire at the age of 32. And the rest is history. Well, let's continue talking about some of the wonderful things she has done for people. She's created a lot of wealth, which means your fortune, all of your money, and she has used this wealth to let her engage in philanthropy. If you engage in something, that means you are involved in this thing. You maybe start it, you organize it, and so she has been engaged or involved with philanthropy. And philanthropy, of course, is when you help out people who are in need, you contribute money to charities and stuff like that. You help build bridges in Africa or whatever.
Yeah, find clean water for people in Africa. That's a big charity project that's going on. In 1998, she created something called Oprah's Angel Network. It was a charity, an organization that was separate from her TV show, and she created this charity to support a number of causes. Cause here is a noun. It means something like an organization or an idea or a goal that a group of people come together to support or fight for. So she created her own charity, Oprah's Angel Network. I think that's a great name. And she did a lot of good things in this organization. It still exists, and she's still helping people.
Okay, so she's also had special segments on her TV shows, or she's done different things with those TV shows. And 6 years later, she filmed a special Christmas edition of her show. She filmed a Christmas episode of her show in which she traveled to South Africa, which is a long ways to go from where she was based. I guess she was still based in Chicago at the time, or did she move out to Los Angeles at some
point? No, she's always been in Chicago.
Okay, good for her. And so she later, of course, took this trip to South Africa and filmed this Christmas episode. And it was a 21-day trip, and during that trip, she and her crew went to orphanages and schools in impoverished areas of South Africa. So again, here we have the word crew. That's the group of people who support her program, the film crew, I guess, the camera people, the producers, the directors, the costume people.
The assistants, yeah, all those people.
People in charge of the equipment and all that kind of stuff. That's the crew, a singular noun there for the whole group of people, the crew.
Uh-huh.
And the crew went to orphanages, which, of course, is a place where children live who don't have parents. And also she went to schools in impoverished areas, which are areas that are very poor. If something or some place is impoverished, it has been made to become very poor. They don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, an orphanage is a home, a place where children whose parents have died go to live. They don't have any other relatives that can take them in. Usually if your parents die, but you have aunts and uncles or grandparents who are still alive, they'll take you in and raise you. Orphans, that's what we call the kids who live in these orphanages, sadly don't have anybody else. So they're cared for by people who aren't related to them. They aren't family members. And so it can be kind of a hard place to grow up in. You know, think about it. If you had to be raised by people who aren't relatives, they don't necessarily love you. So I'm so glad to hear they did this. This is a great thing. She was down there for 3 weeks, and so they went to lots of orphanages and to schools in very poor areas. As Tom said, impoverished means you're extremely poor. And what they did is they just handed out all of these Christmas presents to these kids who must have been delighted and thrilled. To donate means you give away something. It can be something like presents, it can be money, it can be time. If you donate something, you give away something, and you don't expect it to be returned to you.
You usually give away something to someone who is in need. You can donate time, as you said, donate money to charities, and in this case, she donated lots of Christmas presents for those poor children. I bet they were really happy to get something from Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Well, Oprah's latest work was co-starring in the film The Butler, about a White House butler named Cecil Gaines, who worked at the White House for 34 years. We did not mention that Oprah Winfrey has acted from time to time.
She has an Oscar.
She does.
For The Color Purple.
She
won Best
Oscar.
Supporting Actress for The Color Purple.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was in that movie.
She's a great actress.
She's very good. She's been in some other movies as well. And here's one that she's been in. It's called, well, what's the title of this? The Butler.
Uh-huh.
A butler, of course, is somebody, a male servant, usually for rich people. And this butler was Cecil Gaines. He worked in the White House, which, of course, is where the President of the U.S. lives. And this particular butler lived there for 34 years.
He served a lot of presidents. It's a long time. Winfrey, her part is playing or portraying, you could say, Cecil's wife, whose name is Gloria. I read reviews about this movie. She's getting rave reviews, which means people love the job she did, the acting job. She plays this wife who has a drinking problem. She's an alcoholic. And she doesn't have a large part in the movie. It's kind of a small role, but she really does a great job. And so people are only really talking about Oprah in this movie. To portray is the verb we use when an actor plays a character in a film or a play or a TV show. So she portrays a real person, Gloria Gaines, who is the wife of Cecil Gaines. And she raised eyebrows with her acting talent. We use this phrase, raise eyebrows, in two ways. So I want to warn people. It can either be that you're showing surprise, wow, I'm surprised, or it can mean that you kind of disapprove. You're not happy with something. I would say she did more than raise eyebrows. She got rave reviews in the paper, and people are talking about her possibly getting another Oscar.
Very much, very possible there. So, yeah, raised eyebrows. Of course, your eyebrow is that piece of hair or that part of hair above your eyes there. And if you're surprised at something, you can raise those eyebrows. And as you said, Stephanie, it could be good or bad. You can have your eyebrows raised if something is very surprising to you. Wow, I didn't know she could act so well. Or maybe a new law by the government will raise eyebrows. People will be so shocked at this new law. How could they do that? How could they make us wear safety belts in the back seat or something like that? Maybe that raised eyebrows when that law was enacted. Is that still in the law? I'm not
yes,
quite
Tom,
sure.
And I got a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt. So people, wear your seatbelts if you're in a taxi.
I usually sit in the front seat, and I don't ride taxis too often, so I'm not quite so sure
you're
about that.
You're usually driving, aren't you?
Driving or in the passenger seat, or I'm riding my bicycle or whatever.
Yeah.
But in any case, yes, because of her acting talent, she raised eyebrows. People were so impressed. And although Oprah's show is no longer on the air, it's no longer being broadcast, her profound impact on modern culture will no doubt continue to be felt. So, yes, she has had this profound impact on modern culture. Profound usually means deep, but here it means very great or intense. You could talk about profound social changes in a society. And here she has had profound impact, a very deep, very important impact or influence on modern culture all over the world.
And that's what impact means, an influence or an effect that is felt. Thankfully, most of the typhoons that have passed through Taiwan have had little impact on me. They haven't really affected me very, very much. But I live in an area where it doesn't flood very easily. So her movie and also just her life has had a profound or very deep impact on modern culture. And I think that's going to continue as Oprah is not finished with her professional life. She'll continue to do more things that will surprise us, I think.
Yeah, she also had that interview with Lance Armstrong. What was it, last year or two years ago? That was pretty cool. So she's still active. She's still going to be around for a long time to come. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Our Chinese teacher would like to add a few things now.
好，我们接下来看 Oprah Winfrey 影响力非常的大，她财富当然不用说，32岁就成了百万富翁。那她提到这些财富可以让她做什么呢？这里用到一个动词 engage。这样子的财富 ,let her engage in philanthropy, 我们看到 engage in, engage 这个动词我们要注意它的解释当然有很多个，但是如果它加 in 再加某件事情，它在这里的等同含义就是 participate 或是 take part in， 也就是你参加参与，换一个片语来讲就是 become involved in something。 所以他呢因为有钱所以就可以参与什么，参与我们这边讲的慈善活动，投身于慈善活动之中。那当然他后面就要讲他做了哪些事，这边提到他成立了一个 Oprah's Angel Network， 一样的这是一个像专有名词的东西，我们翻成欧普拉天使网络。可是要解释这个天使网络的时候，你看到他后面哦，逗点 A charity which supported a number of causes， 这个地方的逗点然后后面加的当然又是在解释名词，所以就是我们先前上一段一样的，我们说它这是一个同位语的用法，当一个名词出现为了要让你了解，后面逗点隔开加一个解释的片语。那这边的 causes 我们也要顺便讲一下咯， cause C-A-U-S-E 是一个很简单的字，如果你知道它当动词是造成，那你就会晓得 cause 当名词当然可以代表原因，但是你要知道它还有一个解释，就是比较像你追求的一个目标一个理念。以这边来说这个 cause 就比较接近理念 belief 或者是你的目标 goal 这样子的解释。那最后这一段呢就要提到 Oprah 她最近的发展，她开始参与电影的演出，然后呢这边就举了她这一部最新的电影叫做白宫第一管家。好咯，那在提到这一部电影的时候呢，她后面呢最后就结论告诉你，当然她的戏剧天分让很多人惊艳，即使今天 Oprah 她的节目已经不再播出了，可是我们不能否定她对我们现代文化的影响非常的深远，而且会持续下去。好，我们看到节目的播出，诶，你会想要用什么字呢？其实有个片语大家应该背起来，就是 on the air。 你不管是广播节目也好，电视节目也好，当你说一个 show， 一个 talk show， 比如说诶 is on the air， 那就是它现在正在播出。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. If you have a chance and you haven't seen Oprah's talk show, go to YouTube. You can catch a look.
You certainly can. And again, we've been having fun talking about Oprah Winfrey. And next time we'll talk about something just as fascinating as this subject has been. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.